From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Iran claims it launched two ballistic test missiles Wednesday, reportedly inscribing them in Hebrew with a message against Israel. The semi-official Fars News agency showed pictures it said were of Qadr H missiles being fired from a eastern mountain range in Iran. Their target, 1,400 kilometers away off the country's coast into the Sea of Oman. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We condemn all threats to Israel, and we'll stand with Israel to help it defend itself against all kinds of threats.
According to one of the leaders of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the reason they designed their missiles with a range of 2,000 kilometers is to be able to hit the enemy, the Zionist regime, from a safe distance, and described the tests as a show of its deterrent power. The visit of Vice President Joe Biden to Israel and the Palestinian territories is being overshadowed by violence. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Vice President Joe Biden criticized the Palestinian Authority for remaining silent after a Palestinian went on a stabbing rampage Tuesday near Tel Aviv. An American tourist was killed and 10 other people were wounded.
The United States of America condemns these acts and condemns the failure to condemn these acts.
The ruling Palestinian Fatah Party praised the attack, part of a wave of almost daily Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and car rammings. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Also today, an Islamic State operative suspected of being the head of the militant group's chemical weapon program is reported in custody, captured last week. This is VOA News.